Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating Pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit tomboyx.com.
I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Dabalina Chakraborty.
And I'm Sarah Dowdy.
And we recently did an episode on 19th century dentist Horace Wells and his battle to receive credit for discovering inhalation anesthesia. And that episode was really fascinating to research just to find out about the rivalries that were created because of this discovery and the lengths that they would go to get credit or discredit one another. And all this for a discovery that was supposed to be for the benefit of everyone.
Yeah, something that maybe people shouldn't have fought over quite as much as they did. So it definitely got us interested in exploring some more of those science-related rivalries.
Yeah, and of course, one of the most famous also involves one of our most requested historical figures. I feel like we always say that, but this one really is.
He really is.
Requested a lot.
He's the big time.
And that's Nikola Tesla. Tesla is probably most famous for inventing a safe and effective motor that could be used to deliver electricity using alternating current. And that alternating current method is still used today. But he also invented the Tesla coil, an induction coil used in radio technology, and many other things, which we will mention in a bit.
But it was that first invention, and simply Tesla's devotion to the idea that alternating current was superior to direct current as a means of delivering electricity that sparked a bitter rivalry with a very well-known, very accomplished American inventor, Thomas Edison, of course. So we're going to be exploring Tesla's life, his contributions, his eccentricities, but we're also going to take a closer look at the contentious relationship that he had with Edison and the battle that they fought in the late 19th century to electrify the world. There was a lot at stake.
So by the time you get to the end of Tesla's story, you'll really want to know how a mind like his got its start. So that's where we're going to begin. Tesla was born on July 9th or 10th, sources tend to differ on that, 1856, into a family of Serbian origin in a village in a part of Austria-Hungary that's now Croatia. His dad was an Orthodox priest, and his mom was a homemaker who hadn't had much, if any, schooling, but she was said to be very smart and really inventive, too. According to PBS.org, Tesla's mom would invent all sorts of gadgets to just help her around the house, including a mechanical egg beater. And apparently, Tesla later credited her for his own inventive tendencies.
His parents, though, kind of expected their son to follow in his father's footsteps, but he really excelled in math and science from an early age, and it soon became pretty apparent that further academic achievement along those lines was what he was going to try to pursue. And he wasn't just plain old book smart, too. We should get into that before we start talking about his genius. Even when he was very young, he was really inventive and imaginative and even had a bit of a literary side to him.
Yeah, according to Mental Floss, Tesla had both conceived of an idea for a water wheel, a machine for converting water to electricity, and read the 100-volume set of The Complete Voltaire by age 5. So, pretty impressive.
That is pretty impressive. Not everybody can even read yet at 5, so there you go.
That's true. He was a little ahead of the curve there. But in 1875, Tesla moved to Graz, Austria, to attend the Technical University there and train to become an engineer. According to an article about Tesla and notable scientists from 1900 to the present, it's while he was there that he first saw a demonstration of the Graham Dynamo, a direct current induction motor.
And while he saw that demonstration, he noticed something. He saw that sparks flew while it operated. And that's when he got this idea of coming up with a method that would overcome issues with direct current motor. So after Graz, there's a bit of lost time in Tesla's biography during which he was ill. And apparently he would just study and study and work on his ideas so hard sometimes that he would make himself physically sick. Or at least that's how his father saw it anyway. And it really alarmed his parents enough that they tried to get him to switch career paths. They just thought this was not going to be healthy for their son.
Eventually, though, Tesla is said to have moved on to continue his education at the University of Prague, although according to biographer Margaret Cheney in Tesla, Man Out of Time, there's no record that he actually went there. He may have just audited classes and or used the libraries there. Regardless, by January 1881, he'd moved to Budapest, where he took a job in the Hungarian government's central telegraph office. In 1882, he moved to Paris to take a position with the Continental Edison Company, where his job was to address technical problems in Edison plants in both France and Germany. And according to Encyclopedia Britannica, it's while he was on assignment in Strasbourg in 1883 that Tesla really began serious work on his first induction motor and came up with a design for that. But he couldn't get a lot of support for or interest in it.
So it was time for a big move at that point. He decided that he would head to America and see if he could shake up some interest over there. So he set sail in 1884. He was in his late 20s by this point, and he showed up that summer with only 4 cents in his pocket, as well as a few poems he'd written and some calculations for a flying machine that he wanted to create. That really paints a good picture of him, I think. And according to an article in American History by Ronald H. Bailey, Tesla also only had one outfit left by the time he got to the United States. It consisted of a bowler hat, striped trousers, and a cutaway coat, and all of the rest of his clothing and his stuff he had brought with him had been stolen on the trip over.
He also had a reference from the manager of the Edison Company in Paris with him, too. So he had like a recommendation along with him as well, because he wanted a job with Edison's company in the States. But there was a little more to it than just that. There was a little more of a motive behind him wanting to get work with Edison. Edison, who was 37 at this time, was already considered a celebrated inventor. He'd invented the incandescent light bulb and the phonograph and had recently created a system for providing electricity to homes and businesses that people in the New York City area were already benefiting from.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit tomboyx.com.
I'm Tracy V. Wilson from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Did you know small businesses make up 99.9% of all businesses in the United States? The world is powered by entrepreneurs, and if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks. And every episode, hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres talk to entrepreneurs about how they've grown from the the lessons of launching and nurturing a small business, and how they have found success being their own boss. From the excitement of first starting out to finding the right tools and resources to process invoices and payments like QuickBooks Money, you won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too. And if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out season 2 of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season 1, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season 1, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tesla hoped that he could get Edison's support for his ideas about alternating current, and that's why he wanted to kind of ring him up.
Get Edison in his corner.
Yeah, so he went to see Edison almost immediately after arriving in New York, and according to Bailey's article, later wrote that he was thrilled to the marrow to meet him. But it was clear from the start that these two guys, although they were both great minds, were complete opposites. Even in the way they looked and acted. I mean, Edison was short, pudgy, disheveled, and kind of folksy, while Tesla was more than 6 feet tall and slender, neatly dressed, and formal.
Very serious looking. But, of course, the biggest difference between these two guys was not just how they looked. It was their beliefs about the way electricity should be distributed, direct current or alternating current. So before we go any further, it'd probably help out to give just a little bit of background on the difference between direct current and alternating current, just to give you guys a sense of what Edison and Tesla disagreed about. So we're going to stick to the real bare bone basics here, because this isn't a science podcast. We're not scientists or electricians or engineers, but just to give you something to start with.
So by this point, scientists had already researched electricity for a while, and people knew it was valuable. It was just a matter of how to get it where it needed to go. And Edison believed that direct current was the answer to this. In a direct current, electrons, which are the particles that convey electricity, just travel in one direction. And a lot of Edison's inventions ran off of this type of power. According to an article in American Heritage by Bernard W. Carlson, Edison preferred this method because it was simple and safe, but the downside is that it could only move electricity for short distances. His early power stations could only reach customers within about a mile's distance.
So Tesla's preferred method, on the other hand, alternating current, involves electrons switching back and forth. So they travel first in one direction and then in the other direction. And they do this many, many times per second. So if you see something that's labeled 60 hertz, for instance, that means that the current is changing direction 60 times per second. So alternating current is more difficult to set up, but Tesla really believed in it because it was capable of distributing electricity across greater distances, and it allowed you to step up or decrease the voltage when you needed to make something like that happen.
He also felt, Carlson writes, that alternating current would enable people to use electricity for more than just lighting, including running factory machines, streetcars, and elevators. So there was a lot of potential
broaden
there.
Its potential.
Exactly. Edison wasn't buying it, though. He wasn't buying into this idea. He thought that Tesla's designs for the new induction motor were both impractical and unsafe. According to Bailey's article, Tesla later recalled that Edison said, quote, very bluntly that he was not interested in alternating current. Anyone who dabbled in that field was wasting his time.
Still, though, at least at first, Edison was impressed by Tesla himself, even if he didn't like his electricity philosophy. He was impressed enough, in fact, that he gave Tesla a job. And so Tesla, with his 4 cents in his pocket, you know, swallowed his pride, took the job, and got to work at Edison's Pearl Street power station. And his job there was to improve the performance of the dynamos, or the generators. And interestingly, the direct current generators actually worked by creating alternating current, at least initially. Then they'd convert it to the direct current right before it was transmitted by using something called a commutator.
This gig only lasted a few months for Tesla, though, and that was for a couple of reasons. First off, the fundamental differences between him and Edison were just too great. He just really felt limited by the position and unsatisfied with what he was doing because he didn't really believe in it. But there was also a situation regarding payment that caused Tesla to call it quits. Tesla said Edison promised to pay him $50,000 if he was successful in enhancing the power station's dynamos. But after Tesla actually delivered on this, Edison said that it was all a joke. According to PBS.org, the older inventor said something to the effect of, quote, when you're a full-fledged American, you can get an American joke, maybe.
Yikes.
Yeah, not very nice. But according to Bailey's article, Edison wouldn't even raise Tesla's salary from $18 to $25 a week. So
he didn't even get some compensation for not getting the joke.
Right. So Tesla left and struck out on his own, and this time he was determined to do things his own way.
But things still didn't go so well at first. He started his own electric company in Rahway, New Jersey in 1885. But the first real project he worked on after breaking ties with Edison didn't have that much to do with furthering his ideas about alternating current. He kind of got out of the business almost. There were some New Jersey businessmen who hired him to improve the lighting system in the city of Rahway, but they wanted him to improve upon an early system known as arc lighting. So Tesla took the job because, you know, it was at least some kind of business, and he did create a better type of arc lighting for the city, or a better system of arc lighting. But the investors ended up taking all the money that was earned from the project for themselves, leaving Tesla with nothing. And according to Bailey again, they even cheated the inventor out of the patents that he'd gotten for that new improved arc light he'd created.
After that awful experience, Tesla was broke again, and he had to resort to working as a common laborer. And to add insult to injury, one of his jobs was digging ditches that would hold the electrical lines of none other than Edison's direct current grid.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
I'm Tracy V. Wilson from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Did you know small businesses make up 99.9% of all businesses in the United States? The world is powered by entrepreneurs, and if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks. And every episode, hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres talk to entrepreneurs about how they've grown from the lessons of launching and nurturing a small business, and how they have found success being their own boss. From the excitement of first starting out to finding the right tools and resources to process invoices and payments like QuickBooks Money, you won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too. And if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In Season 1, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from Season 1, like my producer, Anna.
Oh, my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to Season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So we're going to leave you there for now with Tesla at a serious low.
In the ditch.
But if you're a huge Tesla fan, don't worry, because in part two, his luck does change. And we'll see what happens when Tesla gets some work done on that induction motor of his that he designed so long ago. And the current war really starts to heat up. We'll also take a look at Tesla's post-current war life, including how he earned the nickname Master of Lightning, and why some remember this one studious student as a mad scientist. So plenty in store for part two of Tesla. And with that teaser out there, I think we will go back to that other scientist, that other researcher that we mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, Horace Wells, and dive into some listener mail. We have one email here from listener LaVon, and she says, just listened to the Horace Wells episode while doing my morning walk and had to let you know that I was in Washington, D.C. last weekend with our Hall County World War II veterans to visit their memorial. One of the side trips was a visit to the Museum of American History. There on display was the first ether inhaler from 1846, with credit given to William Morton as the inventor of the device. Because my husband is an anesthetist, I took an interest in the display and snapped a picture. No mention of Horace Wells.
Goodness. Yeah. So the gas wars continue.
Gas wars go on and on.
We also got another email from Frank, and I know we've gotten dental stories from you guys in the past, but this one really applied after that Horace Wells episode, since he was in fact a dentist. So Frank wrote us to say that my parents started seeing Dr. Silver when my older sister was born. He had a brand new office and the latest equipment. When he was still in practice, the local paper ran a story about his 50 years as a dentist. He had served in World War II. After hearing the dental drill for as long as I could remember, but having good checkups, I had 10 cavities and fillings from the time I was about 14 until I was in college. So from the mid-1980s until the early 1990s. He never asked me if I wanted Novocaine. I didn't know I could ask. I thought it was for, quote, real pain. My parents never asked me if I had taken any painkillers and never offered any after the fact. I, quote, got through by imagining really cold ice cream. This is kind of a very sad email, but funny, too. I'm sorry you had to get through all of that, Frank. But I guess you could really identify to some of the people we were discussing in that podcast.
Yeah, on the bright side, you never had to go through that whole numbing sensation.
I think that's probably preferable at the end of the day.
You're right. That's not a bright side. But thanks for writing in and sharing your story. If anyone else has any related stories that they would like to share, or maybe just some other recommendations for future podcasts, please write to us. We're at historypodcast@discovery.com. You can also look us up on Facebook, and we're on Twitter at Mist in History.
And if you want to learn a little bit more about the science behind what we're discussing with this Tesla episode, we do have an article called How Electricity Works, and you can find that by searching for electricity on our homepage at www.howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com.
From Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies, so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you want to level up your marketing and business knowledge, look no further than the Marketing School podcast, hosted by Neil Patel and yours truly, Eric Su. It is the number one marketing podcast on Apple and number 15 on business in the United States. Now, if you want to listen to interesting conversations with operators that have been there, done that, also with other interesting guests, then listen to Marketing School every weekday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.